Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian perspective. My name is Star. Welcome to my channel. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning subscriber, welcome back. And if you haven't subscribed to the channel as of yet, go ahead and do so now. So this podcast is just a little bit different because I am on camera for this podcast. Usually I do my podcast audio. And so today I kind of wanted to switch it up. So I know I have not been on here in a while, you know, maybe a month or so, but I feel like I've just been on go. So let's just get into this podcast, right? So I have felt like I was just on go and I was just doing things, taking care of my family, going to church, trying to make events and trying to make deadlines. And I just felt like I was just on this wheel, and it was just going and going and going. And I just needed to slow down, for lack of other words. And so one day I was at home and I was like, I just need a day, because I was waking up, praying, reading my Bible, and I wasn't really meditating on the word as I have done before. And so I've just felt like I was just being overwhelmed because I just had so many responsibilities to take care of. And so one time I was scrolling through TikTok, and I heard this song, and immediately the song just spoke to my heart. So the Lord gives me songs when he wants to tell me something. Obviously, primarily, the Lord gives me messages through his word, obviously. But this particular time, he gave me a song, and the song was called Slow Me Down. And I was like, oh my God, yes, this is exactly how I feel. So the lyrics of the song, it says, slow me down, slow me down. Take my eyes off what's around. Your spirit's moving here and now, and I don't want to miss your presence. And I was like, oh yes, I really resonate with this, because I feel like I'm just going and I don't want to miss your presence, Lord. And so I was like, Lord, just please just slow me down. And so I was listening to that song. Like, one day I listened to that song, maybe, like, no lie, 5 or 6 hours. It was just on repeat, because that's exactly how I felt. And plus, I was running around doing some other things, but I was just listening to that song while I was making dinner for my family, while I was in the car, just meditated on those words. And he says, unite my heart so I can give you praise. Basically, I don't want to miss your presence because I'm so busy doing other things. And I was like, this is exactly how I feel, Lord, help me. And then immediately he gave me the scripture, Martha and Mary. So let's go ahead and read that. I have my notes here, and it says, I want to read the scripture. It's in Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. And I read it, and I am reading from the New Living translation. And it says, as Jesus and the disciples continue on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. His sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me. But the Lord said to her, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. That was me. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. And I was like, yes, I am so concerned. Not that I want to just be irresponsible, but I was so concerned about all of the assignments and deadlines that I had to make, you know, with my son. He's graduated this year from high school, and with ministry and with even this, doing this content creation, YouTube and recording the podcast and just taking care of my household. And I was like, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that. And I was starting to feel overwhelmed. And when this song came, I was like, yes, Lord. Actually, I want to go ahead and read. Let me go to my Bible real quick, because he gave me also Psalm 62. And I want to read that to you all, because I believe it is imperative as well to this video. Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8. And I'm going to read the New Living Translation version. And then I'm going to read the TPT version as well, because the TPT version really brought it home for me when I read this, because I was praying to God, like, Lord, I just don't know what. Why am I feeling so overwhelmed? So let's read Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8. Let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I would not be shaken. My victory and honor comes from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. Oh, my people, trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart to Him, for God is our refuge. And I was like, oh, I just love this. But I like to read the scripture in at least two or three different translations, just so I can get a deeper understanding of what God is telling me at that moment. So I'm going to read the Passion Translation, which I just absolutely love. And so the Passion Translation for Psalm 62, verse 5 through 8, it says, I am standing in absolute stillness, silent before the one I love, waiting as long as it takes for Him to rescue me. Only God is my Savior, and He will not fail me. For He alone is my safe place. His wraparound presence always protects me as my champion defender. There's no risk of failure with God. So why would I let worry paralyze me? Even when troubles multiply around me, God's glory is all around me. His wraparound presence is all I need. For the Lord is my Savior, my hero, and my life-giving strength. Trust only in God every moment. Tell Him all your troubles and pour out your heart longings to Him. Believe me when I tell you, He will help you. And so when I read that translation, I was like, yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me this, and just reminding me to just continue to pour out my heart to Him, continue to trust Him, continue to hold on to His promises. He understands, and not to allow worry to paralyze us. And I was allowing worry of the things that I had to do and the things that I had to accomplish and the deadlines that I have to meet. And the scripture that came to me and is coming to me right now is, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And so with that, and even with the scripture of Mary and Martha, Martha was just so concerned about doing all these things because she wants things to be right. She wants things to be perfect. But Mary chose to be at the feet of Jesus. So when the song came on, Slow Me Down, you know, because I don't want to miss your presence. The Lord says He already knows and understands what you are going through. He has already worked it out. Just be still in His presence and worship Him for who He is. And He's going to work everything out, because He's never lost a battle. He never will lose a battle. He is a God of war, right? So a lot of people like to say, oh, God is love, which He is. He is the definition of what love is. He's also a God of war, and He will come down to rescue you. So we can just continue to pour out our heart longest to Him, and He will deliver us. And so let's be like Mary and choose to be at the feet of Jesus. Okay. So let me know what you guys think about this podcast. If you like the video, let me know that too. If you don't, if you just like the audio, we'll go back to the audio. But I thought it would be nice to do a visual of the podcast that I usually do. And so that is it. So let me know what you guys think in the comments. And do not forget to like, comment, and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Stars Conversations, where I speak about biblical principles. And I will talk to you all later. Bye.